Back to it on a Thursday. It's the 18th of July, 2019, coming to you live from Greenville, North Carolina. The president came in. He spoke for more than an hour and a half. And can you imagine? The man's 73 years old. He comes in. He talks for more than an hour and a half. He talks about the four freshman members of Congress, but he talks about jobs, the economy, the border crisis, health care, Medicare for all, ISIS. And mostly what you get out of it is that he is sick and tired of hearing people trash talk America. He's sick and tired of people that come here and then trash talk America. And maybe that's why Ilhan Omar rubs him the wrong way. Through the grace of the United States, she came here as a refugee. There are now some questions of whether or not she may have gamed the system to get here. But that notwithstanding, and that we can find out over time, presumed innocent at this point. But, you know, you come here through the grace and graciousness of this country and then trash talk it when you get here. That's the thing that really rubs people the wrong way. But we found out now that Nancy Pelosi is exactly right. Nancy Pelosi is exactly right insofar as she says they have their Twitter world and their following or whatever, but they only have four votes. They only have four votes. So when Al Green puts the Democratic leaders up for a vote on impeachment, he puts them in a bind because now they've rejected it in front of God and everybody, 332 to 95. I mean, that's not exactly a close to one. 332, 95 to one. I don't know if the one is or what their objection was. But the thing that these four have been able to do is to rope all of the other Democrats, the leading voices of the party, to come left, especially those running for president. Put them in a bind, in a box. People like Mayor Pete, who went out of his way to support the squad, wherever that term came from, the squad. And here's what Pete was forced to say. It's bite number two, Mayor Pete talking about the squad and their destructive socialist voices. Bite two.
Go. Mayor Pete, how would you relate to the squad if members of your own party want to take the country in a direction that you don't think is best?
I think it's very healthy for our party to have a range of opinions, especially as we get into this season of the 2020 primary. The whole virtue of the primary is it's when people hash out exactly where the party is headed. And I welcome all of those voices.
And you would think maybe at this point the four have some second thoughts about what they've done. Maybe they've gone too far. Maybe they've, you know, irritated the leaders of the party. Maybe they've created problems. No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, they believe they are in charge of the Democrat Party, and in many ways, maybe they are. So these fresh faces continue to surge into socialism, and they take every chance they can to get on TV, to get on the radio, to be on social media. It's all about being famous, it seems. The famous four, soon to be the infamous four. But back on TV yesterday, making no apologies whatsoever. Not one. Here's bite four from the four freshmen. Bite four, the foolish four. Go.
Do you think that kind of language is helpful? And what did you hope would come of that?
No, I mean, from day one, I truly believe that he has committed impeachable offenses. And me, you know,
but even if you believe that, the fact that you called him,
I didn't do it on the House floor, and I'm going to be unapologetic in myself. 70% of Americans curse. I'm real. This is who I am. I'm rooted in where I come from, and it's very common for me and for many of my residents to say things like that.
But so you don't regret that?
Absolutely not. I'm apologetic about it. I'm definitely going to push forward and saying we have to impeach him.
We also asked Congresswoman Ilhan Omar about her past comments suggesting some politician support for Israel is motivated by money. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle denounce those comments as anti-Semitic.
Oftentimes there are things that you might say might not hold weight for you, but to someone else, right? The way that we hear and consume information is very different than how the next person might.
So you don't regret your words either?
I do not.
So let me get this right. The way people consume media, they're just hearing her wrong. Is that what she's saying? She's just misunderstood. When she was out yesterday supporting BDS, which is boycott, divest, and sanction it's an open attack on Israel by some members of the BDS movement considered to be very anti-Semitic, when she openly supports that, you're just not hearing her properly. That's the problem here. You're misunderstanding. But back at home in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis Star Tribune continues to do investigations into how Ilhan Omar came to this country in the first place. And the allegations are that she married her own brother, which would be defrauding the United States government in order to get here illegally. If that turns out to be true, that's going to be a huge problem for her. President Trump was asked about it on his way to the North Carolina rally. And he, of course, has been attacked for saying this, but he weighed in on it just briefly in a drive-by type way. It's bite number six with the president on Ilhan Omar and her background. Bite six.
Well, there's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to a brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to a brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know, but I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that.
But I'm sure somebody would be looking at that. He kind of forces the hand of the media to now look at this. If he mentions it like that and puts it out there as he did, it becomes incumbent on the national news media to weigh in on it. It seems quite important that they weigh in on it, that they do some investigations. We'll see if they actually do. But that's what the president is doing. So he has done a masterful job of pushing them out to the forefront, making them the voice, the image, the poster children of the Democrat Party. They will be there until November of 2020. If you support Ilhan Omar, can you be reelected? And if you don't support Ilhan Omar, can you survive the primary season? Man, that puts people in a tough spot, doesn't it? 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.